Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Paranormal Horizons, only on 106.5 KITC FM and Blog Talk Radio. Join your hosts, Jason Ophir and Pat Rice, as we delve into the world of the paranormal. The world of ghosts, UFOs, demons, and even Bigfoot.
Welcome to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm Pat Rice.
And I'm Jason Ophir.
We're going to have another great show this evening. Jason here on Blog Talk Radio, KITC-FM and KNCP-FM, where the show is rebroadcast on Saturdays at 10 p.m. Pacific Time.
And that just started up, didn't it?
Yeah, KNCP is a new station. We've been on KITC for a while, and both of those stations, of course, you can get on the internet. Just add the .com to the end of the call letters. So, yeah, how's it been going this week, Jason?
It's been going pretty good. I've been out on my motorcycle a little bit lately.
Nice. And,
avoid any major accidents. But did have a couple things happen, but nothing too serious.
It wasn't a ghost following you, was it?
No, but last time I was out in the middle of the night, and I didn't see any ghosts, but I saw the police.
Oh, okay.
that doesn't qualify.
Seasonably warm weather here on the West Coast, so that must have been why you were taking a motorcycle ride.
Yes, it was kind of nice, and I've even had a couple people mention to me that they think that the nice weather has to do with a weather modification from HARP up in Alaska, which is the high altitude atmospheric, it's drawing a blank. Anyway, it's a big array of antennas up in Alaska.
Right.
And they're blasting the ionosphere with radio waves. And
yeah.
Some people believe that it's for weather modification.
Yeah, boy, that'd be an interesting topic sometime to talk about. But
Wait, I remember what it is. High Altitude Auroral Research Project.
Okay.
All you conspiracy theorists out there, be sure to Google that.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know, we have a guest this evening, Jason. Her name is Bambi Hammer.
Yes, Bambi Hammer.
And I don't know a lot about her other than Ghost Adventures.
Great show. That's actually my favorite show.
I like it too. And you know, Zach Bagans is on that show. And so she, you know, my understanding is we're going to kind of talk about that this evening. Again, you know, just kind of a conversation, which is how we like to have the show. We just like to chat with our guests. And
well, I understand that there's some interesting aspects to her liking ghost adventures. What those are, I'm not exactly clear on, but
right, okay.
It should be interesting.
She'll share that with us. So, like I said, I mean, what do you like about the show?
Well, I don't watch a lot of ghost shows, but it seems to me that is the one that is produced the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the people in it I don't know, it's just more exciting than the others.
It's very well done.
Very well done.
Yeah, and Zach is an interesting person. He's written some books and, you know, done some other things in the industry. So, you know, definitely he seems like a interesting guy. So, and I think Bambi might be an expert on him. So we're going to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if there are any callers in the queue, not sure when we're going to be able to take your call, because we do want to have a good conversation here with Bambi. So let's go ahead and get Bambi on the line.
All righty.
Good evening, Hello. Bambi.
Hey, Bambi.
Hi. Hi, Jason. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm really good.
Well, hey, Bambi.
What did you want
for...
to know about Zach?
Well, you know, we weren't really sure what you wanted to talk about, Bambi. I understand that you're just a huge fan of the show.
Is that like a super fan?
I don't know what you're talking about there, because I'm actually Zach's spiritual soulmate. So it's a little bit more than being a super fan. Yes, I'm his spiritual soulmate. Yes.
I've never heard of that.
I love Zach. So
you believe that he has been put on this earth to be your partner in a spiritual soul kind of way, or like in body, or how's that work?
In spirit, I believe that he was put here to be with me in spirit. I mean, we're together in spirit all the time. All the time. And it's lovely.
I've got to ask, how do you determine that he's with you in spirit? Is it a feeling you have? Like, how do you know? Like, if somebody was with me in spirit, how would I know that they're with me?
Oh, you would feel them moving around inside your body, Jason. It just...
Oh.
Yeah, I could just spread him on a cracker. He's just lovely. I just love him.
Well, now, Bambi, does he know that you guys are spiritual soulmates? Does Zach Baggins know?
He comes to me all the time. Of course. Of course he
does. I have to elaborate here. So he doesn't come in person, or he does, or are you saying he comes in spirit?
Well, we've seen each other in person. But there were some issues there, but, you know, he does come to me in spirit with something. I don't know if you're familiar with astral projection.
Oh, yes,
but,
I am, actually.
Zach is the master. He's the master of astral projection.
Wow.
So he's astrally projecting his soul to visit you?
Body and soul, yes.
Wow, Bambi, this sounds like it could be more than a spiritual relationship. I mean, it sounds like you guys are really close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's...
really close. Definitely.
So does he... What do you guys, like, when he's spiritualizing you, what is... what do you guys talk about, or how do you communicate? Or
boy, I never heard that word before, Jason.
I just made it up when he spiritualizes you. Yeah.
Does he spiritualize me? That's kind of hot. I like that.
Spiritualize. I don't even know what
you're
that means.
You're interesting.
Well, thank you. I think you're interesting, too.
You're different. I like that.
Well, thank you.
Spiritualizing.
And I do have to
spiritualizing.
Apologize.
Spiritualizing. That's
me. I have to apologize because I believe on the previous show I said that you were Barbie Hammer.
Yeah. I did hear that.
Well, when we were
you
last
did.
Week.
Why would you do that?
Well, it was a mistake. It's I'm only human.
Mistake.
Yes.
Innocent mistake.
The stupidest name I've ever heard.
Well,
who would name their kid Barbie? Really?
I'm sure there are probably a few out there, but I wanted to extend wholeheartedly from the core of my being how sorry I am for making that mistake. I got confused with the bees.
Well, and Bambi, there are other, I mean, people do name their kids Barbie.
Like who? Who?
That's a good
name
question.
One.
I don't know.
Oh, people in Australia.
See?
Barbie. Oh, shrimp on the Barbie. But that's not a person.
That is a food, isn't it? I don't want to be named after food. Well, Bambi's a deer. People eat deer.
Yeah.
So
well, but
maybe I'm a food. Exactly.
Yeah.
Me.
So.
But,
Yeah, Jason did. I do recall hearing, and I got confused because he said Barbie Hammer, so I was saying Barbie as well, and then we finally got corrected, I think, by a text message that your name is Bambi. Bambi Hammer. So
Bambi. Let's just stop with this Barbie stuff. It's really starting to upset me. And
I do apologize.
Guys,
we can
I
move.
Don't want to be upset right now.
Well, let's get back to that.
Yeah, let's move on.
Things get weird. Things get weird when I get upset. Like, weird. Yeah, we can move on. Pat.
Now I'm curious.
You're smart. Your intelligence makes up for the fact that you haven't showered today, and I like that. I like that a lot.
How did you know? He mentioned that to me this
you
evening,
guys are lying.
Bambi, because he said when he came over, he said, "I'm sorry, Pat, it's been a long day, and I couldn't shower." How did you know?
Okay, let me. I'm an individual of truth and justice, and let me say that I take a bath every day. Sometimes with those bath fizzies, you know, the ones that like leave those really good smelling things.
Do you have a loofah? Pat, do you use a loofah?
What's a loofah? Is that
a loofah?
A scrubby?
Well, it's a really healthy thing to do to your skin, and it's a sea creature. It's from the sea, and it's dried.
Sounds strange.
It feels good on your body. It feels good. Really good. I did that today with some like vanilla bath salt. Zach likes vanilla.
Okay, Bambi, let's get back to Zach Baggins and your very close spiritual soulmate relationship. How did this happen? Did you just start watching the show? Because he's been on for 10 seasons.
This goes way back. We were born on the same day in the same hospital.
Same hospital, wow.
We went to school together. Yeah. Way back. It goes way back.
Wow.
Interesting.
So
that definitely sounds
like a
really...
We've been together for a long time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So...
And circumstances have kept us apart, so he's found a way to be with me.
So if
amazing.
Say I was walking down the street and I ran into Zach Baggins and I said, "Hey, do you know a Bambi Hammer?" Would he know who I'm talking about?
He would deny it because we have to keep appearances up. I don't think the world is quite ready for Bambi and Zach yet. So we kind of have to keep appearances up, and it's more fun this way in a lot of ways, just, you know, at night when he comes to me. It's amazing.
So it's like a secret. So we're not going to hear about him talking about Bambi Hammer anytime soon. It's kind of like a...
Not right now. Right now. I mean, the restraining order is lifted and everything, but we're still going to wait a while.
Wait, there's a restraining order? Go back. Got to hear about that.
No.
Yeah, what happened?
No, there's not. I didn't say that. Didn't say that.
Okay.
Well, all right, Bambi, but...
It says lifted. It's lifted.
Okay.
Lifted.
I mean,
now,
restraining orders can be...
See the upset voices coming?
Are you sure that you hadn't been stalking Zach?
That's what I was thinking, because he's kind of a celebrity.
Are you sure that you were really... The same, born on the same day?
You just got your horror mouth now. You're starting to upset me again. I don't want to be upset today.
We don't want to upset you. Okay, we'll move on.
Stalker.
I'm sorry,
Bambi,
I don't like
that word, stalker.
I know, but you know, our job is to find out the facts,
I know,
Jason.
But you're upsetting her.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Say it with me.
It's a bad word. It's a nasty word, stalker. It's evil. I don't
know.
Like
more.
It.
We're not going to use that word anymore.
It's a brand that should not be placed on people. It shouldn't be placed on people.
Whoa.
Sorry, tuna. I stepped on tuna's tail.
Okay, Bambi. So I'm glad I can hear you taking some deep breaths. That's good. Let's get back on track. That obviously you've known Zach then all of your life.
All my life. Yes.
Does his wife know about you?
Is he married? I don't even know.
I don't know anything about that either. I don't...
It sounds like you're getting a
spiritual soulmate.
Are you okay? It sounds like you're getting more upset.
Oh, I'm fine. I am totally fine. If I was one more fine, I'd be too fine.
That's pretty good, actually. So how often does Zach, does he visit you every night in, like, spirit form? Or?
Almost every night. I mean, there are some nights, you know, where he's tired from, I don't know, he lives in Las Vegas now, so he has a lot going on during the day. And, you know, he visits the Club Jaguar a lot. So, but, you know, when he's not busy with his show or writing his books or, oh, did you know that he made music?
No.
Did you know about that? Really?
No.
Oh, it was amazing. Zach made it just a couple years ago. He did this thing in 2013. Well, first of all, he has his own brand of clothes now. Do you know what it's called? Do you know what it's called? It's called
Are they
Reaper.
Baggy?
Reaper.
Oh, cool.
Isn't that badass?
I saw Reaper. That on the website. Yeah, he has some pretty cool clothes.
I have a question here. Now, you were saying that Zach Baggins, he doesn't visit you every night. So I was wondering, on the nights he doesn't visit you, if Jason Hawes from Ghost Hunters visits you on the off nights.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, just wondering. I was just wondering who's taking up your time
Zach.
When
Well, now
when
I know Pat and Jason. I know Pat and Jason now, but I only know Zach.
Okay.
He visits me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so he did a collaboration. Do you know the band Lords of Acid? Lords of Acid. That is just a cool name. He did this song called Paranormal Energy with them. Can you guys beatbox? Can you beatbox or get
absolutely.
Some kind of electronic vibe going on here?
Absolutely not.
Because I can't do that.
That's not that, my
job
description.
I'm too white for that. I can't do that. But, you know, so he did this. Oh, it was just amazing. And he came, there was this full-length album. It was called Necrofusion. This is
wow.
Like love. Love right there. Necrofusion. It was just taste it when it comes out of your mouth. Necrofusion.
I don't think I've ever tasted a word coming out of my mouth before.
Yeah, I don't think it does that for me. Hey,
well, you haven't lived, baby.
I want to remind everyone you're listening to Paranormal Horizons. Myself, Pat Rice, Jason Ophir, and our guest, Bambi Hammer. Now, do we have the chat room open tonight, Jason?
You know, I forgot about it. I just opened it.
Okay, so if anybody has any questions for Bambi, we can ask her, but she's talking this evening about she is the spiritual soulmate of Zach Baggins and has known him all of her life. And now, Bambi, do you have any other friends in your life? Or
I have a lot of friends. I have friends at work, I guess. I have work friends. So
okay.
Oh, what do you do for work? I'm really curious. What do you do for work?
I'm a midwife.
Somebody that helps deliver babies?
Yeah.
Is that all they do?
It is. It's amazing. I work as a midwife. I usher souls from the spiritual realm into the physical plane of existence every day. Every day.
That's amazing. Well, we commend you for your
service.
It
is amazing. It is amazing. And I get to touch the babies. Babies. All the time.
That's frightening.
Babies are so cute.
Yeah, they are. Now, Bambi, with Zach and the spiritual soulmate. So when he comes, when you're together, and you said it's pretty much daily and in the evening, is he communicating to you like on a kind of a psychic level? Is that how that happens?
Are you talking about telepathic communication, Pat? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we do that. And we speak words out of our mouths, too. That happens.
Doesn't he have to be with you to speak words, like in a conversation?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. I can hear him just fine. Just fine. And you know what the best part about it is? I can smell him all the time. I smell him. I love the way he says bro. Oh, my God. Bro. I love it. I love the way he says bro. But he's got this like primal smell. It's Axe body spray. I think it's called Dark Temptation. And
Ooh, Dark
sometimes
Temptation.
He wears this one called Dark Temptation. Say it, Dark Temptation. And sometimes he wears this one called Chocolate. I put the spread him on a cracker. I think I might have already said that, but I just want to reiterate
it. Does he ever wear dark stock? So, next question.
So, Bambi, it sounds like you're madly in love with Zach. Is that true?
Oh, he's my spiritual soulmate. It's just the way it is, baby. It's just the way it is. I don't know what else to say about that.
I know. I've just never heard of anything like that.
And oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, so this is
going to
go on. This is going to go on for forever. Lucky Zach.
Yeah, I know. I'm just Bambi. I've never talked to anybody. Number one, I never heard of a spiritual soulmate. So I'm just, you know, trying to get the idea about that. You know, we've talked to a lot of people here on Paranormal Horizons.
We
but
have
never heard about the spiritual soulmate. I've heard of soulmates, but they're usually physical, you know, but not the spiritual ones. So this is pretty unique.
You can be a physical soulmate too, I suppose, but. Why do that when you can transcend this plane of existence and just fly? Why do that? Why be bound to this earth?
Because I don't like to fly in airplanes or spiritually, but that's just me personally.
Yeah. Now, Bambi, let me ask you this. Wait, what? Well, I was going to ask Bambi a question.
Okay.
If in the evenings when Zach comes to you on that spiritual level, what if he doesn't show up? Then do you go to him?
I unfortunately am not that talented, right? He's trying to teach me. So every night we pull on, it's called what we call the silver cord. It feels kind of like your spinal column. You know how, like when Predator rips the spine out of somebody, it's like... You know,
that's totally awesome.
That feeling. Yeah, it's like it's coming out of your body. But I'm not quite at his level yet. He is just, I'm going to share something with you that is going to blow your mind, okay? Ready?
Okay,
lay it on us.
I think that Zach might be a god.
Oh.
Well, that's going a little, now come on, that's going a little far.
A living god, I don't think we've ever even... thought about that before.
Mm-hmm.
So like an omnipresent being that has like powers over man and the world kind of God?
If that's what you want to believe.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to get a grasp on what your definition of God is.
Are you picking up what I'm throwing down? Is that what's happening?
Well,
no, I just wanted to put that
into
Melon, okay? Okay.
Okay, a God. So I'll just use my generic definition of a God.
Yeah, but Bambi, I don't know. I'm kind of having trouble with that. I don't think that Zach could be a god. I mean, that's...
I don't know. Have you seen him take his shirt off?
Have you seen him? He is fine.
Well, okay, you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've seen him on the show.
Well, he's always wearing those tight shirts.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not my thing.
Because, you know,
I guess I can kind
I would
of
like to address that
it.
Because... That's an issue with me, Jason and Pat. That's an issue because I don't like it when people start talking about his clothes and his cute little flat-brimmed hats. I don't like it when people, you know, talk bad about him, his tight shirts. I heard somebody just say that his shirts were, I don't know, two sizes too small and he has tight pants. But that's not true. I want to be the first one to say that it's called working out, people. He works out. He does. He works out 4 days a week.
Wow.
But if he's a god,
in Las Vegas.
If he's a god, why does he have to work out?
Well, he has to keep his physical appearances. It's not, I don't know what you're thinking. You've watched too many movies, Mr. Ophir. But,
well,
no, he has to keep up physical
true,
appearance,
actually.
Too, because these are just like, these little fleshy bodies. No, I mean, he's spiritually a god. He really is.
Interesting.
He is. And I want to add that the standard, like the affliction wear and the Ed Hardy t-shirts, they don't come with arm sizes big enough to fit his biceps. They don't. It just doesn't happen.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
And no, it's an ongoing existential crisis. It's
I don't even know what
you
that
know,
means.
And I've seen him really upset about this. His thighs are like a thoroughbred stallion. Have you seen his thighs?
No. Well, no. I mean, I've seen him on the show, and yeah, he is handsome, but I didn't think he looked like Hercules or something.
No, not at all.
You know, I didn't think he was that.
Don't break my soul. No. Don't do it.
Okay.
So Barbie,
no,
I mean,
no, you
Bambi.
Know what? And, no, I'm gonna address that. I'm going to address that first. I'm going to pick it up right there because Zach, we're going to go back to Zach now. And you don't think he's all that, but listen, I think it's my favorite thing he's ever said in the whole history of ever. Okay? Oh, I'm getting my upset voice. I'm very sorry. Okay. He said time. Okay. He said, I am me. If you like me for me, I like you. Hate is but dust blowing behind me. Life is too short. I can read who's genuine. End quote.
That's so beautiful.
That
had to be
so deep.
Heart.
Well, it is
deep.
A good saying. Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
I think we could all apply that to our lives.
Absolutely.
Yes. So now, people need to stop, you know, calling him a douchebag and douchebaggins. And you know what the worst one is? Oh, calming down. The worst one is when I hear people say Scooby Douche. That's the worst one.
Who said that?
Everybody.
Oh.
I think that, you know, they're just haters.
Well, you
the
know,
haters out there.
Bambi, when somebody's famous like Zach, they are going to get criticism, critiques. Not everybody can like him. You do understand that.
I don't.
Right.
I don't
That's
understand
what happens
it.
When you put yourself into the public. I'm sure there have been a few people that don't like me.
Yeah.
Not very many.
But
there might be one or two.
Yeah, I mean, Bambi, you can't let yourself get upset about that because, again, you know, he's a pretty famous guy, and he cannot please everyone, and people are going to call him, what was that word you said, Scooby Douche?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I had to say it again.
In my heart.
Yeah, we don't want to say that. We don't want to say that in the ST word because we don't want to upset her.
Yeah, but, yeah, Bambi, you might. Have you thought about doing any counseling or anything, Bambi, about this?
Yeah, what's your mental health status?
Yeah.
I don't want to violate
I don't,
HIPAA.
I mean, because it's just, you know, he's just a guy. I mean, I know you think, okay. Uh-oh, I'm going to get in trouble because I know that we were talking about him being a god. Okay, calm down.
Yes,
maybe we should
down.
Take a commercial break.
I think, you know, this would be a perfect opportunity.
Bambi, stay on the line. While you do some deep breathing, we're going to take a commercial break.
I'm trying
to
win it all day. I can deep breathe.
Okay, just settle down.
Okay.
And we'll bring you right back on after this break.
Yeah, so don't hang up.
Okay. The Order of Exorcists.
There is a lot of good in this world, but with good, you must have the duality of evil. There are dark forces out there. You might not see them or be able to sense them, but they are there, waiting to prey on your weaknesses. If you have a desire to help others in need that are dealing with these dark forces, you can check out the Order of Exorcists under the jurisdiction of Sacred Order of St. Michael the Archangel. The Order of Exorcists is looking for exorcist investigators. You will be trained to make first contact with the clients, conduct interviews and demonic investigations. Once that is completed, you will turn in an assessment for further action. If this sounds interesting to you, you can contact orderofexorcists.weebly.com for more detailed information.
And we are back here on Paranormal Horizons. Bambi, are you still with us?
I'm still here, and I am calm.
Okay.
Very good.
Good.
I was getting a little concerned there for a moment.
Yeah.
It's all good.
All right, everybody.
It's all good.
We're having a conversation with Bambi Hamber this evening about Zach Baggins, who she is his spiritual soulmate, which was just an interesting topic. And we're finding out more about what that means. She has been with Zach all of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's amazing. I don't think we've ever talked to anybody that had this kind of spiritual connection.
No, we have not. So this is definitely.
I wish I knew if somebody was spiritually connected to me.
Well, if it was a spiritual soulmate like Bambi has, you would know.
But would I know?
Well, wouldn't they would wouldn't
you
they
would
be
know.
Communicating with him?
I would know. Okay, so I don't have any stalker. I mean, admirers.
Oh, you might. I don't know. You might have one or two out there. I don't know. That's your problem. I don't know what to say about that.
Well, I
don't know anything about that word.
Totally get you.
Yeah, that we're not supposed to say that word.
Yeah, you need to move along, son.
Yeah, sorry. That it slipped the tongue there, and I surely don't want to upset you.
Yeah. So
fake it till you make it.
All right. Well, Jason, Bambi, we have a caller in the queue. Would you mind taking questions from someone else this evening?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Bring it.
All right. Okay.
All right. We're gonna bring this caller on.
Mm-hmm.
Caller, you're live on Paranormal Horizons. Who's this?
I think you got me. It's Kelly Joe.
Hey, Kelly Joe, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. Just having a really interesting conversation with Bambi. Do you have any questions for her? Comments?
I want to know how she knows that she is his spiritual mate.
Spiritual soulmate. Say it with me, Kelly Joe. Spiritual soulmate. Because it's a feeling. You just feel it with every fiber of your being. It consumes everything in you. And it's just ever present. It's omnipresent. It's just everything. It becomes who you are. I don't want to say it's become my identity because that's not really looking well for me right now. But no, it's just, you just feel it, Kelly. You just feel it. You know. When you know, you know. You know what I mean?
I hear you. Interesting.
But are you picking up what I'm putting down?
I'm trying to pick it up.
Explaining that.
What do you want me to explain to you?
I said thank you for explaining.
Oh, you're so welcome. Anything. Do you have any more questions for me?
Nope.
Okay, well, take care. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly Joe, for calling in and here on this very interesting topic this evening. Bambi Hamber talking about that she's a spiritual soulmate with Zach Baggins. It seems like, Bambi, you know so much about him being his spiritual soulmate, you know, even to the point of that there's shirts that he doesn't like to wear and so forth. So are there other things that he doesn't like that he shared with you?
He doesn't like fast food at all. Like, he really is repulsed by fast food, which vexes me a bit because I kind of like French fries, but, you know, out of respect for my spiritual soulmate, I don't eat them.
We talked to a couple people recently that like fast food on one of our last shows, Bob and...
Yeah.
But I did want to mention real quick that for the listeners that aren't aware, Kelly Joe has a show, Medium Readings, on Blog Talk Radio. Check it out. It's at www.blogtalkradio.com/joygiggles. Isn't that right, Kelly Joe?
Yes. Yes.
When is that show?
It's the 26th of month.
And,
from 5
and nobody's, till... Until 5 till what?
5 till 7. Eastern Standard Time.
And I want to say that for the listeners that don't know, Kelly Jo is absolutely the most amazing psychic, like, ever. Ever. And I'm not even
You're
just saying.
You're a psychic, Kelly Jo?
Yep. Thank you, Jason.
Oh, that is so cool. That is so cool. Oh. What do you see happening with... You know what? I don't want to know. I don't want to know. You know, I think I just saw my reflection blink at me. It was really weird. But no, I don't want to know what happens between Zach. I don't know what that, I don't know what you're talking about. But I don't want to know. So don't tell me, Kelly Jo. Although you probably know everything about me by now because you're a psychic. So that's really awesome.
She's amazing. But I wanted to ask you, Bambi. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had any paranormal experiences growing up? How did this start? Like, did you see dead people or anything, or did this communication with Zach Baggins just pop up one day? I wanted to learn a little bit about your history so I can kind of get a better grasp on things.
Sure. Well, we're going to take a step back now. Like I said, we were born in the same hospital on the same day. We've been connected since the time we were born in 19. We graduated high school together in 1995. That was just awesome. Zach went away to college. It was when he was in Michigan. I think it was 2002. He was going to college in Michigan, aspiring to be, I don't know, he wanted to do documentary films and things like that. And I was cleaning the hair out of the drain of his bathtub one night, and he walked into his apartment and screamed.
You were in his apartment. You were in Zach's apartment?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm a really pale person, pale, really pale, and it was dark, and so when he saw me in his bathroom, he screamed and he ran, and then he started getting into the paranormal. I think he thought I was a ghost. When he says he came face to face with something, I think that might have been me.
Are you not getting enough sun?
Really,
or why are you so pale? Living in a basement?
No.
Well, just wondering.
Well, wait a minute, Bambi. Let me get back to that. So didn't you just ever tell him, hey, Zach, that was me in the bathroom?
I was afraid to tell him because he, okay, he thought that he saw a ghost. I mean, I was naked and I kind of glow in the dark. So it was weird. It was a weird Gollum kind of moment, you know. So it was just kind of there. He didn't clean his bathtub all the time. It was just really bad. So,
okay.
Lord of the Rings.
I didn't want him to seem like he was, yeah, that's exactly right, Pat. You are so smart. I like that about you. But
I've got to ask this question, and I really hope not to upset you. Have you ever been evaluated by a mental health professional? And I mean that in the most loving kind of way.
I don't quite know what to say about that, Jason.
Well,
I haven't.
Everybody's got issues.
I haven't.
Everybody's got issues, so it's not unusual. I mean, everybody, I could use therapy. Lord knows I'm not normal, but your story sounds
obviously
a little outside of the box, shall we say.
Well, you know what? It's great to be outside of the box, Jason. I like being outside of the box.
I get scared outside of the box.
Yeah, everybody has their comfort
you
zone.
You be you and I be me. It'll be
a
you do you and I do me moment. But, you know, we're just like keeping our little separate places. And that's fine. You can go see a therapist. I don't need to see a therapist. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well,
right.
I guess, you know.
I just had to ask.
Yeah, you know, it was a fair question, but.
So I see that we do have another caller.
Oh, we do. Okay. Well, Bambi, do you want to take another call here on our Paranormal Horizons parody show this evening.
I think I'm totally close. It's an artistic choice, and I think I'm going to take it.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Caller, you are live on Paranormal Horizons. Who's this? Hello, you there? Caller from 414.
Hello.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Not too bad. Kind of a crazy night, a little stormy. I just wondering, is
Stormy.
Is Bambi there?
Yeah, she
stormy.
Is.
Yeah, who's this? Where are you calling
awesome.
From?
This is Steve. I'm calling from Milwaukee.
All
I
right.
Got an interesting
Hi,
question
Steve.
For you. How you doing?
How are you doing?
My question is a little off the wall because this is, you know, paranormal show, right? So, you know, my thoughts on the whole thing, you know, do ghosts exist? Well, ghosts are, you know, part of a, you know, they're a, what do you want to say, a spectral being is somebody that used to live, right? So do
yes.
you think that zombies have ghosts because they used to live, but they're not really dead because they're kind of up? You know, so do you know? So then, do they have ghosts of their own, or once they die again, would they have ghosts or not?
That's an excellent
I
question
think,
right there.
Yeah, that is just that's awesome. Thanks, Steve. I think that when a zombie is created, their physical body dies, so their spiritual self transcends this plane of existence. And they're left with just this fleshy thing that, you know, is firing neurological signals that are just moving the body, but the spirit has left the building, Steve. I think that it has just gone off on its own accord and is leaving this fleshy piece of, I can't swear on the radio. But you know what I'm
no,
I think
no
you're
swearing.
That's what I'm putting down, Steve. I know I held back right there. I held back. But no, I think you're picking up what I'm putting down, Steve. I think you are.
But are zombies even real? Because I've never actually heard of a real zombie. I heard of a zombie scare with the Ebola thing, but do they even exist?
I believe that they do to a certain extent. If you look into the culture in like Haiti and stuff like that, I mean, do they exist as you would see in popular culture, you know, with like, you know, The Walking Dead or something like that? Probably not. I mean, you're talking about a mass virus that, you know, spreads inexplicably through a, you know, society, and, you know, it's got everything mixed up in it, right? But as far as like targeted religions, I think they absolutely do exist because, you know, what you're doing, I mean, look back at the early days of like shock therapy, right? And some of the neurological drugs that you see these days. I mean, what's your definition of a zombie? I mean, if you cut a certain part of the brain, so, you know, you're a functioning piece of flesh, but you don't really have any feelings. Or going back to one I can think of is like Thorazine, that kind of cuts off all emotions, and yet you're still a walking physical being. Or again, I said you go back to like some of the stuff that I've read from like Haiti and stuff like that, right? So I absolutely do believe they exist, but again, not, you know, the difference between the popular culture zombie that everybody loves to watch on Sunday nights versus, you know, what a real zombie is. No, there's really no connection there. I wish there was, but there isn't. So
I know
that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
I know there's
Steve.
Some...
Hey Steve, wait, I want to talk to Steve.
Yeah.
Stop.
Okay, go.
Hey Steve, have you ever ridden the subway in New York or London? Or you see a lot of freaky stuff there, right? Zombies, I'm telling
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
It is just, it is weird. Like, it's so weird.
Well,
you can go now, Jason.
Okay, well, I was going to say, there's a lot of the zombie thing with, like, Haiti and stuff like that. And I know that there's some toxins out there. I believe one of them was tetrodotoxin or something, where they have some rituals where they mix a bunch of stuff, and people actually are in sort of really weird comatose state, and you can't even detect vital signs. And so I know there's all that strangeness going on. And then you hear with the bath salts, sniffing bath salts, and people turning into like zombies eating flesh. But
Oh, my.
Are you knocking my vanilla bath salts?
Are you saying that I'm going to turn into a zombie? Because I take a bath all the time. I take baths, and I use vanilla and lavender.
I think it smells so good.
It smells so good. Smells
I think
so
it's
good.
A different
okay.
kind
I don't
want to
be a zombie.
Salt. Not the bath salts you get at Bed Bath & Beyond. It's
okay.
the bath salts you get at, like, the corner gas
station.
Don't
punch me in my soul like that, Jason.
Okay. So, Steve, I wanted to thank you for calling in. And, you know, we could have a whole separate show
on
zombies.
We
want to
talk about zombies. We need to do a
hey,
zombie
Steve.
Show.
Hey,
sure.
Steve. Steve, you from Milwaukee, Steve?
Yes.
I like you. You're my friend now. I like you.
All right.
Hey, we're going to be friends forever. We're going to be friends
yes,
forever.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Steve. Hey, send us. I want to do some zombie talking on the show, and I want to get in depth.
Okay.
If you're interested, why don't we have you on the show? We could talk some zombies. Message us on Paranormal Horizons on Facebook.
Yeah.
With your information.
Right on.
All right. We'll do that.
All right, Steve.
All right, Steve from Milwaukee. Thanks,
Steve.
All
right. Good night. All right.
You guys have a good night.
Thank you. We've got a little bit more time here on Paranormal Horizons. Parody show and talking with Bambi Hammer and had some great callers. Kelly Jo Monahan called in and chit-chatted a little bit. But, you know, Bambi, I wanted to go back to what Jason said about the therapy. Now, again, not trying to offend you, but, you know, if you're really obsessed with Zach and maybe that's not healthy. I mean, and you're not getting, you know, you said that you're really pale. And are you getting outside at all?
I'm naturally a ginger. So
a ginger.
I've got that
do gingers
freaky,
have souls?
Funky, weird skin. Yes, we
I've
do.
I've heard gingers don't have souls.
Yes, we do. I've got lots.
Okay. And I mean that in the most loving possible way.
I know you do. I know you do. But no, you know, it's all good. I'm telling you, it's all good because, you know, Zach's only afraid of three things in this world, baby, and it's snakes, heights, and dolls. I don't fall into any of those categories, monster truckers, so I don't need therapy.
So you said he's afraid of snakes?
He is. He's so afraid of snakes.
And you said dolls?
No, I don't blame him.
He's afraid of dolls. Dolls, like scary dolls. Clown dolls probably, too, or, you know, but anything in the doll realm, I guess, he's afraid of porcelain dolls, which, yeah, maybe that's why he freaked out when he saw me taking the hair out of his bathtub. I don't know.
Well, kind of a porcelain
goddess, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect, Pat. Nobody is. But,
true.
You know, I'm nobody, and since nobody is perfect, that means what? That means what? I'm perfect. I don't need therapy. Next question.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure because, you know, we got to cover our bases here because I'll be honest, and I don't want to upset you, but some of the things you've said are troubling a little bit to me.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Well, okay, a lot. I mean, yeah.
On a scale of
I don't know what
10.
Else to say.
On a scale of 10, just give me a number. Throw a number out there.
8.99. On creepy factor.
8.99.
What
pretty,
kind of
pretty,
number
pretty
is happy. That? That's just ridiculous.
It's, I'm being
8.99,
very conservative.
Really?
If I was being obvious, it would be a 20.
I mean, just say 9.
Just say 9, right. Say what
I don't
want to
be like everybody else.
Say.
Okay, a 9, a 9.
Okay. All right, you guys, we're getting caught up in the details here, but we're just want to make sure, Bambi, that, you know, the spiritual soulmate isn't completely taking over your life. You know, Jason and I just felt a little concerned.
Concerned for the safety
concerned.
Of others.
Yeah, because
What do you mean, the safety of others? I'm a midwife. Are you forgetting that I have precious little babies in my arms every day? Every day, every day.
It just doesn't sound
precious,
like...
Precious babies.
Yeah, it's frightening, I'll be honest.
Okay, well, babies are different than Zach Baggins. I mean, but, you know, I just... Anyway, I am fascinated Bambi again, you know, your soulmate on a spiritual level. Again, we've never talked with anybody about that here on Paranormal Horizons, and I sounds like you had a lot to do with Zach's first experience of possibly getting into the paranormal, with you cleaning the hair out of his bathtub with no clothes on.
With pale skin, and, like a ghost.
Yeah, and then...
I wear glitter sometimes.
Oh, that,
glitter.
That reminds me of Twilight.
It might have been sparkling.
Are you a vampire?
Bite your tongue. Bite your tongue.
Okay, ew. Sorry.
No, totally a better love story than Twilight here. No, I'm not even.
I'm feeling a little spunky right now. I apologize.
Okay, now you got her upset again, Jason.
You're going to be the first zombie in the douche apocalypse, Jason. It's happening. And you're going to be like zombie alpha zombie number one.
Wait. You just said, I'm going to give you some props here. You just said the most epic word ever, the douche apocalypse. I've never heard.
Now, come on, you guys. We're on live radio here, so we need to, we got to calm down.
Okay, I'm going to behave. I'll stop.
Yeah. Oh, I'm calm.
We're almost out of time anyway.
Okay. Yeah, we are almost out of time, and
so sad for you guys.
Yeah, well, we'll have another show next week, Bambi, but we do this show every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Pacific time. It's rebroadcast on Saturdays at 10 p.m. Pacific time on KNCP.com and KITCFM.com. Actually, KNCPFM.com. Sorry, I got that wrong.
You know what I'd like to do, Pat? This just occurred to me.
What?
I think we should make a connection between Bambi and Bob from the show we had a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Bob living in the basement. Those two. Those two would be a good couple.
Bob, on one of our other shows, Bambi, we had a guest and he got confused and he was trying to make a love connection. And we couldn't really help him out very much. So,
What would Zach say about that?
I'm not trying to get you in trouble, but...
I think it would be healthier.
Oh, our love transcends time and space. He wouldn't be mad at me, but, I don't want to do anything to really upset him. Yeah. I don't want to, make him cry or anything.
No.
No, definitely not.
Well, I don't want him
to cancel his workouts or anything.
Well,
it's Mondays are chest, biceps, and ab day. I mean, what's this, Tuesday, Wednesdays? Well, Wednesday he does leg day. So if something happened like that and he wasn't able to do leg day, his thighs, he's got those like really awesome thighs.
That would be a bummer, Bambi.
It would be a bummer. It would. It would be my fault.
We don't want to get you in trouble, and we don't want Zach to be mad at Paranormal Horizons Radio either.
That's right.
Oh, that would be bad. The wrath of a god on your radio station.
Yeah, fire and brimstone.
You don't have a prayer on earth.
Okay.
But, amuse you, I suppose.
Well, be sure when you're talking to him tonight, because I'm assuming you guys are going to have your... Mm-hmm. Your little love connection tonight, let him know that
I hope
that
we chocolate.
Okay, yeah.
I want him to wear chocolate tonight.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like that? You know, I think we're running out of time, so we're going to have to wrap up.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to let you go so you can get ready.
I've got a message from Zach, though, for everybody out there listening. That thinks he's a douchebag. He doesn't look like he belongs on Jersey Shore. He doesn't. That is a lie. And whoever says that is just awful.
Okay.
And I want to tell you that if you're having ghost problems, I feel for you, son. I've got 99 problems, and Zach being a douche is not one word.
Okay.
We like Zach Bambi. I'm a fan of Zach.
I am too. And I'm glad that you clarified that, Bambi, for Zach. So thank you. And so, Bambi, we will thank you again for taking time to be here on Paranormal Horizons show. And we will chat with you again.
Yeah,
maybe
we'll
when
have
we
to
can get Rob on the show.
I smell him. He's coming into my room.
Okay.
Dark Temptations.
Okay.
It's always Dark Temptation night.
Okay, good night, Bambi.
Yeah, we got to wrap this up. Thank you, Bambi.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. Good night. Good night.
All right.
Hey, well, it looks like we still have Kelly Jo. Kelly Jo, you there?
Yeah, here I am.
Wow. We only got a couple minutes, but what'd you think of that?
I don't know what to say.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for calling in to the show. It's always a pleasure.
As always, yeah.
Everybody check out Medium Readings on Joey Giggle's channel on Block Talk Radio.
And this and, girl's very good. She's very good.
Very good, very good. And I do want to say, and I'll say this right now for anybody that's wondering, this has been a paranormal parody show. It is not to be taken seriously in any respect. It has been a comedy show that is completely and utterly fictitious, and we want to thank our actor, Bambi Hammer, who has a real different name, for playing along with us this evening. This is kind of a new thing. This is a concept we started when we first started Paranormal Horizons. We did one or two here and there, mm-hmm. but we decided to do this the third week of every month, Pat?
Correct.
Yes. So
we will be having a paranormal comedy show and hope that everyone enjoys it here on Paranormal Horizons Blog Talk Radio, KITCFM.com, KNCPFM. Stay tuned next week. We're going to have another great show next week with a surprise guest. I'm not going to tell you who it is, Jason.
Oh, yeah, well, it's going to be a surprise.
Yeah. So
if I don't know, it's a surprise.
Yeah, it's a surprise for you. So we will look forward to that show next week. And
what about getting Kelly Jo back on? You know she is so popular on the Joey Giggles channel. I'm not kidding. Hey, Kelly Jo, how many callers did you have?
I had
44 callers.
Wow.
You
want to be on the show?
The kite?
Yeah, we need to get her on. Hey, can we get you on? I'll talk to you on Facebook, but can we get you on maybe sometime later this month?
Oh, that would be lovely.
We got to do that again. And your readings are amazing. I'm telling you. I just got to say, it blows me away every time I hear you, because we have total strangers calling into the show.
I know.
And most psychics, you know, they speak in generality and all this kind of stuff, but Kelly Jo comes on and gives them like absolute specifics to strangers. And it seems like every time somebody calls in, she's 100% with very specific information. It's
and
amazing.
They've come back
like
and told
I
us
tell
that.
Them, it'll be
like
future stuff sometimes too. So if you don't have a clue what the heck I'm talking about, just write it down, because it could be in the future.
Yeah. And you're just like, it's so bam, it just comes out, you know, and it's always wonderful to have you on, Kelly. So, Jason, you'll have to work on coordinating that with her.
I will get
with
her.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. We'll look forward to that. And, yeah, everybody, thanks for tuning in. And we will be back next week, Jason.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to play along with.
I'm sorry.
What was that?
Tell your actor she did a great job, because I didn't know what was going on at first. Very convincing.
She was great. It was absolutely fantastic. And I wanted to add that if anybody out there wants to play along with us on one of these paranormal parody shows, or just wants to be a regular guest, because the rest of the shows during the month are absolutely 100% serious. This is just a time where we, the third week of the month, we get a little chance to have a little bit of fun. So contact us on Paranormal Horizons on Facebook, and if you're interested to be serious or not serious.
Right. All right, everybody. Have a good night.
Good night, everyone. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
You have been listening to Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Pat Rice and Jason Ophir. Be sure to come listen to the show next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time only on Blog Talk Radio. And also, check out our Facebook at Paranormal Horizons on Facebook.